adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Drewski?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
What?
First off, I'll tell you, you know, remember I was in here, I had had my hernia surgery on Wednesday. I was in here Thursday like I was Superman.
Yeah.
Started creeping up on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pain. I think I overdid it a little bit over the weekend.
Oh, really? What happened?
It just, I think I got, I think I have a cross between my period and AIDS. I would call it PAIDS.
What are the symptoms of PAIDS?
Joints hurt, night sweats.
Just coming off
the
Vicodin and even taking.
Just
Vicodin withdrawal.
Vicodin withdrawal. Just sweating and getting up in the middle of the night and pacing around, you know.
That's Vicodin withdrawal.
Yeah, but I don't even like Vicodin.
Yeah, but you managed to take about 30 pills in the first day and a half.
Since one is 28 pills, 30 pills. 28 or 29 pills. Hey, babe, I had knocked the pain down.
Hey, aren't you on TV right now?
Yeah, I might be on TV right now. Yeah. Yeah, I did a, I hosted a show, this two-hour special for ABC called the Great Domestic Something Showdown, whatever. Actually, I watched the early feed of it, and it was good. I actually enjoyed it.
I watched a couple minutes in that room over there, and I thought to myself, oh, again, Adam is too good for his own good. You got some funny things, and people are going to think, I wonder who wrote that.
Oh,
when they slipped him those
please.
Things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, they cut every joke I said out.
But you know what I mean? People are going to go, oh, somebody handled it.
Oh, yeah, they don't have writers.
Yeah.
But I was there actually filming the whole show. It's a two-hour show. It's on ABC tonight, I guess like 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. And at the end, they, so here's what happens. I don't want to give away the ending, but... You know, here's my entire life, everybody. If you want to know my entire life, it's me having a conversation with executives and then fast forwarding 2 weeks to the horrible, embarrassing scenario that I predicted 2 weeks earlier that we could have all avoided had they listened to me.
Yes.
So,
I've witnessed many of those.
I'm on the phone.
And usually they go like, history, you're saying, gentlemen, history will be unkind to this.
Yes.
You watch.
Yes, please listen to me. I'm saving you from yourself. Here's basically what happens. They're doing this thing. It's the Great Domestic Showdown. They're going to take six contestants. They're putting them through the ringer. They're going to plan weddings. They're going to decorate. They're going to build things from scratch. They're going to cook. They're going to do all this stuff. And at the end, we're going to crown the next Martha Stewart. And that person is going to get a potential book deal and a potential pitch meeting and a potential this and a relative that and a who knows this and an I don't know what. And I'm on the phone with the people 2 weeks before we do it, and I said, look, all this hypothetical crap doesn't mean squat to the middle of the country. We need to throw them the keys to a brand-new GMC Denali or a Cadillac Escalade.
Yeah.
Look, they'll give it. Get on the phone with Cadillac. All we got to do is park it on the lawn behind me, and they'll give you one. They give these things away all the time. Evidently, Kimmel's been driving one around for 2 years. Cadillac will just give you one of these things just so Ben Stein can be seen in it.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Ooh.
It's crazy. Oh,
what'd
yeah, true.
One?
I got one for a week.
Oh.
And I got like a Daihatsu Charrette.
I'll get
for
one
4 days.
8 minutes.
I got a Daihatsu Charade with 111,000 miles on it for the Labor Day weekend.
Nice.
And then they took it back. But Kimmel's had one of these Escalades for like the whole for like a year now. Point is, when you're a company like GM, the sticker of the thing is 52.5. That it doesn't. They'll throw the keys to anybody. They don't care. And if you put it in the background, one of their commercials. What's a commercial?
Yeah.
You know. So I said to the people who are producing the show, look, get on the phone with GM. Get one of these things. We'll do all the same stuff. You know, you have the appearance of Good Morning America, your potential book deal, the pitch meeting, the blah, blah, blah. But I'll hand the guy the keys to the Escalade, and we can see him, you know, get behind the wheel. It'll be something tangible people will sink their teeth into. Everyone's just got to tune in just to watch the end of the show when I'm handing. Fast forward now to that. Now, by the way, They lap it up with a fork and spoon when I'm doing it. Hey, Corolla, you're right. No, that's smart. No, it's got to be tangible. No, something middle. No, yeah, you're right. The middle of the country doesn't know from pitch meetings.
Book deals.
They want something they can sink their teeth into. Yeah, it's a smart idea. Fast forward to the end of the show tonight. You will see me handing the winner. I will not give it away who the winner is, but you will see me handing the person a $69 Ryobi drill that has been spray painted silver, mounted on a piece of plywood. And looking like the gag gift at somebody's barbecue.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Like, this one's going out to Phil McManus. Phil burnt the most burgers this year. Here you go, buddy. You get the golden drill. You know what I mean? I was like, and as they were handing it to me to hand it to these people, I was like, remember the Denali conversation we had? Yeah. Don't you think this looks like a joke? Yeah, it's lame. Don't you wish we'd got the... Yeah, it would have been great, yeah, because this is... Yeah, I agree. This is ridiculous. Okay. And then I'm saying, well, what am I supposed to do with this? Am I supposed to make a joke out of it? Like, here you go. It's like, you won, so you get a piece of crap that's been spray-painted silver?
Joke's on you.
Yeah, why don't we take a Coke can and stick some elbow macaroni to it and put some yarn around it? Use it as a pencil holder. Like, oh, really? This is it? We'll watch a show, and you put it on whatever at 11 o'clock at night or whenever the show ends. You're gonna see the the $69 Ryobi drill. By the way, not a Porter Cable, not a Milwaukee, not a Makita,
not a Makita drill,
nothing solid.
Ryobi drill.
Yeah. Bad Jap junk, as we like to call it in the trades. Spray painted silver, mounted to a piece of CDX plot.
Not a Makita. Huh.
Looking like just like so when they handed it to me, I was like, really? I don't know what to do. It's embarrassing. Okay, fantastic.
There we go.
All right, good.
Here we go.
Good job. Great job, everybody. Fantastic. Listen to the Ace Man. All right, what's going on, Drew? Anyway, the show was actually decent.
Computer's down.
Computer's down tonight, everybody. So I'm going to talk for 2 hours.
No. You're going to take this piece of paper and follow this direction.
Going to line two.
Yeah.
Drew, do not
let you forget.
Do not let me, Chris, that's your name, right? Do not let me forget at about 5 minutes to 11, we're going to see the handing over the coveted spray-painted plastic Ryobi drill. Amanda?
Uh-oh. You see, because the computer's out, we can't get the calls up.
Amanda?
Amanda?
Hello?
There we are.
Yeah.
Hold on, Drew. It sounded, that acting was worse than anything you ever did in New York Minute.
That wasn't acting.
And I know you
weren't
even acting. You're just like, right, because the computers are out, none of the calls will be up. Come on, Drew. Break it down. Put some chutzpah into it. Let's go. Now sell it. Say what you just did, but sell it.
Oh, my God. The computers are down. We'll never get the calls.
All right.
Hi, Amanda.
It's good.
Hello.
What's happening?
Not a lot. I just want to say, Dr. Drew, you are a god.
Oh, thank you, Amanda.
Yes. If I were your age, I would do you.
Ooh, that's very kind.
Yeah.
But anyways, I have a question. I was with this guy for...
Yeah, Amanda's 18, by the way.
Yeah, it's good to hear she's healthy enough to know that it's not okay for anything older than 45.
And one night I was, like, really, really drunk, and he, like, forced himself into... my butt, I guess. And
now, just his penis or his entire being?
Just his penis.
Okay.
And his soul might have entered first.
Yeah.
I've been bleeding ever since. This happened about a week ago.
Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to have bowel movements, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's really, really painful.
Painful, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason you didn't pursue rape charges against this guy?
Because I love him too much.
Ooh. Yeah. That is, it was a guy you just met.
No, I've been dating him for like 3 months.
I see.
3 months.
I see.
And do you consider yourself as a rape victim?
I don't know. It's happened too many times.
I see.
Okay. And how old is he?
He's 17.
Say it again. How old?
17.
17.
17. By the way... at 17, you know what I mean?
Going for the side.
Boozing them up, going for the big A.
But, not, Not that she's an abuse survivor. How old were you when you were first abused?
I was 9.
9? Okay.
All right, Well, how about a little therapy or a little bit of counseling?
Have you had any treatment?
I've been seeing a counselor for about 12 weeks now.
Okay. Well, you also, who knows what this guy's up to. But you need to get looked at for this rectal problem. This uncontrolled bleeding can get quite serious. People can bleed to death from problems. You can't put your finger on it and make it stop kind of thing, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So warm baths, Anusol cream, those are things that will help cool things down. But really, you've got to see a doctor about this.
Okay.
And you may need some STD screening because, any guy that's, as you say, going for the big A right up front at 17 may have exposed himself to other things along the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I am unable to put the callers on hold, evidently. So, Anderson, who may be out of town.
I think it's Ken. It's
Ken. Ken, you hanging tonight?
So yeah. So, Ken, you're going to pick him up and put him on hold for us.
Yeah. Right? Here's how you know when to put him on hold. Let him get about 3 syllables into whatever it is they're saying and then pop him on hold. That'll launch me into some sort of tirade. And by the way, Drew.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is normal or not, but I was... examining my junk over the weekend. It's purple.
Purple, yeah, good times.
Yeah, it's it's got a nice shade, nice hue.
It's good times.
Yeah, it's like a...
Well, for God's sakes, I think
it's like a nice Merlot.
First of all...
You want to cork it?
I just don't want to get exposed to the bouquet, if you please.
Oh, my God.
But the deal is, I'm still impressed, no matter how much Vicodin you were taking, that you were up and around Thursday. That, to me, is mind-boggling, based on how sick I was after.
I was working on Thursday.
I was just
on a ladder. I was on a ladder Thursday.
Can't even process it. But assuming it's lots of Vicodin.
No, it's not lots of Vicodin.
Whatever. I can't even process it. It's like too much.
No, here, let me, but thank you. Thanks for the compliment. And yes, and you'll be glad to know that I felt like fried hell the last couple of days.
Well, you're detoxing
from
the Vicodin.
But I got my surgery like 5 in the afternoon or 4 or 5 in the afternoon on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Thursday morning, I was up on a ladder. Doing work for a full day, and I didn't take any Vicodin during the course of the day. I may have popped one or two over the course of like a 8-hour period. Not really. And also Vicodin, by the way, I don't think I could tell the difference if you asked me, did you take one an hour ago or did you take one or did you not take one? I mean, pain-wise, it might deaden the pain a little, but from a euphoria sort of standpoint, I can't tell the difference. Doesn't seem to do anything. Also, I think they give me did they give you kind of a low dosage?
Mm-mm.
There is
no low dose. Because Vicodin comes in one dose, basically.
Yeah, but they'll tell you, like, take a couple if one isn't doing the trick.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel anything on Vicodin.
No, I don't know.
True.
Which is kind of a mixed blessing. I mean, obviously, we can't become addicted. If you don't get euphoric from it, you don't go with it.
Yeah, but you get depressed.
I feel like crap.
Why? On it?
On it. I feel like just hell. I just can't even describe how I feel.
It makes you a little antsy, right?
It makes me tired and depressed. I just feel awful.
Yeah.
Just feel awful.
You do a lot of? You do a lot of, I'm really tired. I don't feel very good, so I'm going to stand up and walk around a little bit sit back down again.
Well, you get that agitation. I don't get that. I just get that. I feel like fried hell. I wish I could die. You know,
oh, really?
Yeah, I wish I just,
my nads hurt, I'm tired, I ache, I don't feel good, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to do one lap around the house, and I'm going to sit back down again and announce that my nards hurt. So sort of doing nothing,
yes.
Can't get anything
agitation,
done, sort of,
yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's talk to line three.
Cara. Oh, it's 5,
that's
I beg your pardon.
Five. Cara?
Yeah, don't bother pushing on that number, Adam. You're so used to pushing the...
I got to have control. Yeah. Cara? Oh, I see. We're telling Ken to go to Cara.
Yes.
All right, Ken. Punch up Cara on line 5. Cara?
Hello?
What's up? You're 15.
Yeah. I've been good friends with this guy for a long time. And I'm technically not allowed to date, but we're boyfriend and girlfriend. And I was attacked a while ago, and I may have STDs.
Wait.
So,
Wait, you have a boyfriend. How old is he?
He just turned 18.
18-year-old boyfriend, you're 15. And you've been with him for how long?
It's been pretty recent, so probably about 2 months.
A month?
Yeah.
And he's the one that attacked you?
No, somebody else did.
Somebody else attacked you. Yeah. Who attacked you?
I don't really know him.
Where did this happen? At a party or something?
It was a youth group activity.
Youth group activity.
At a rec center.
Put her on hold for a second, Ken. Everybody I talk to on the show almost feels like we're lost in the backwoods somewhere. And it's like that movie Southern Comfort or something. We wandered off the main highway, and we got ourselves into the bayou, and we pulled over, and there's some old-timer, and we're asking him how to get back to the road, but we don't exactly have an answer.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You can't say from around here, is you?" And we're like, "Excuse me, sir? We don't want to offend him.
Right.
We kind of feel like there's some jeopardy. There might be some trouble.
Yeah.
We're trying to get some information, but it's a little unclear what's going on. Something bad.
Could happen.
Like if this is a movie, something's coming.
Right.
About the next 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. We're heading down a dark road.
Yeah.
But we never quite understand what they're saying. They are speaking English, but there's something that seems to be going on. Maybe something with the dental work, something with the connection. Never quite understand what's going on.
What you're getting at, though, is that is our callers shroud everything in a cloud of not just mystery but confusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a he's 18. Where did you meet? I see him around. Like just the puts you off at the beginning.
Half
like,
of it's technical.
Yeah,
to be fair to the caller,
our technical.
Yeah, half of it's like a guy talking to a walkie-talkie on top of a windy mountain.
Yeah.
All right, Ken, put Kara back on. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of this. Kara?
Yes?
All right. So now then, let's see. Got attacked. You don't know who attacked you. Have a boyfriend. And the question is...
Well, I was wondering if I should.
But stop. Hold on a second.
That's the
just
other thing.
That part. That part.
1,000.
But that sort of puts you back on your heels. Like, huh? I'm confused now.
All right.
Why was that there?
What's the question, or I will have Engineer Ken hang up on you.
Okay. No, there you go.
Now I don't know if she's talking and there's a technical problem or she hung up. All right. All right, fantastic. Look, Drew, let's go to best of.
Line three.
Let's go to
line
best
three.
Of. Let's go to best of. Let's go to best of, let's have me talk about Red Arrow.
Alma.
All right.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I just want to tell you guys are great. All my friends listen to you guys. Dr. Drew, I read your book. Absolutely amazing. It inspired me to write a research paper on drug addiction and sexual abuse.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Where were you working?
Excuse me?
Where are you working? I mean,
it was for an English class.
Oh, fantastic.
Which I scored a 98% on. So it was absolutely amazing. Thank you very much.
God bless you. My pleasure.
What's happening?
I just had a question about anal sex.
Mm-hmm. My people.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I've done it a few times with my boyfriend, but one of our favorite positions to be in is me bending over, and sometimes we do get rough. Excuse me.
Go right
yes, ahead, sometimes you get rough.
Yes, and now it's happened twice that he's accidentally gone in the wrong hole. while we're going fast, so it's been very painful.
Hold on.
If you're having vigorous anal sex and you hit the wrong hole, that's the eye socket.
That's the right hole.
We were having vaginal sex.
Slipped out. I see.
Out of nowhere, it was anal. So,
pow. That's right.
Yeah.
That's the title of my next book.
Yeah.
So it caught us by surprise.
Shot by Cupid's anal arrow.
Yes.
It's happened to the best of us.
It sounds like a Fear and Loathing book. Out of nowhere, it was anal.
Right, but you do like anal.
Yes, I do.
This was too traumatizing, too traumatic.
Yes, it scared me a bit. It shocked, you know, me. And it was painful.
Sure.
But the second time, there was bleeding involved.
Oh,
second time?
Yeah. Yes, it happened once a few months ago, and then
for the second time a few weeks ago.
All right. Well, this is you know, it could be a problem. You got to you need to see you should see a proctologist about it, frankly, because the problem with this is you can tear, you can cause hemorrhoids, and you can cause stricturing. After the tears occur, the anal canal kind of narrow down and stricture, and you can end up with all kinds of yucky problems.
Does he have a short penis?
No, he's a good 5.5, 6.
That's not a good. There's no such thing as a good 5.5. There's an okay 5.5. It's no good. It's good and bad. There's bad, and then there's okay. All right, yeah. See, this is what happens. There's not enough. The piston doesn't have enough throw
primary target.
That's right.
So it comes out all the way too easily.
Right, and the problem is, put her on hold,
Ken. The piston doesn't have enough throw.
Yeah, here's the thing. When you watch porn. If you watch enough porn, that's the whole thing. I mean, the guy's pulling the penis out of there, and it's like the clown pulling the handkerchief out of the sleeve, you know, it just keeps coming and coming. It's like, where's the end of it? Just keeps going. She's across the room. He's down the street. He's gotten to his car. He's driving away. Penis just keeps, it's novelty.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes, right.
But so you get into that. But if you don't have enough junk to pull that off, and you try to pull that maneuver off, and you go, well, I want to look at some penis here as I'm having sex. Pow, it pops out.
So he needs to keep the pelvic together, as it were.
He needs to be realistic. He needs to realize his own limitations.
So you think
from
this
an anatomical
is him,
standpoint.
This is him sort of expressing his deficiencies. He's gonna show her.
No, it's him. You know what it is? It's you trying to dunk a basketball when you can't touch the rim.
Right.
And because you've seen enough NBA games on TV,
right.
Now you got a clean shot at the rim. Instead of laying it up, you're going for the jam. It's not going to work. You're going to pin it against the backboard and land on your ass.
Yeah.
That's what that is. You've been watching too much TV.
Right.
Know your own limitations sexually.
Right.
It was a bitter pill to swallow for the Ace Man.
Oh, really?
Very bitter.
Ooh, that's tough.
It was actually more salty than bitter.
Yeah. That's tough.
Sort of bleachy salty tasted like. Yeah. But it was a bitter. It was the pill.
But it was a learning experience.
It was a pill.
Sometimes.
It was a learning experience.
Yeah. All right. You overcame it.
Yes.
Adversity.
Yes, I did. That's it. So you don't have enough junk to pull that off.
Wait.
Like, you don't have the hops
One
to
doesn't.
Dunk the basketball.
Right.
Yeah, if you don't, start working on your outside shot. That's what this guy needs to do. Stop worrying about trying to jam the ball.
Right.
Okay.
Alma, thanks for the kind words. And get in to see a proctologist, a gastroenterologist, because these things can become chronic and problematic. And the bleeding, as we talked to a previous caller, can be dangerous.
All right. We will take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right.
A lot of running around this weekend.
We'll talk about that in a second. The computer is down tonight. And for that reason, we have Engineer Ken, who's filling in for Engineer Anderson, running things back from the home base over there at Westwood 2, or as I like to call it, the mahogany dump. It's just
is that mahogany?
No, it's
fine.
It's rough. Hold on, who are you talking to, Chris?
I'm talking
to the K-Rock engineer. All right, quiet down.
Isn't a caricature who knows we're on the air.
All right, quiet down. Climb under the desk, would you? Turn your back at least, would you? Would you turn your mouth away from my microphone? Jesus Christ. Kid wants to be on the air.
Yeah, that's how badly he wants to be on the air. He wants to be overheard talking on the telephone behind us.
All right, so Engineer Chris, hard at work, trying to figure out what the problem is. Meanwhile,
part of the problem is they had some weird baldness show going in our studio before this.
Oh, is that what it
is? And went to like 5 minutes before the top of the hour, and then, pow, we march in here and try to get our show going.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible.
Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, that's Ruff's on like Cedar T&G. That was the other place we're at. I hated that dump. I still wish someone would have the huevos to burn that place down to the ground. All right, let's hop back to the phones. Producer Ann is getting the calls, and we'll just go through them in order. So we go to line. Where are we starting? Line 2 with Mary Ann. Mary Ann?
Hey,
hi. What's happening? You're 27.
Yeah.
What's
I just wanted to, I saw you on TV tonight, and I wanted to call and say you looked great.
Yeah, you suck, but you look great.
Thanks. As long as I look good.
You look good. You look nervous, though, like you didn't want to be on there or something, or you were out of your element.
That's not nervous. That's him just not wanting to be there.
I look nervous.
I didn't think you looked, I saw you didn't look nervous.
No, I. You know, people say that.
Your heart barely beats. You don't even get nervous about anything.
No, I know. I do, and I know I'm sounding defensive rather than nervous, but my mom will say that sometimes, or people will say that. They'll go, you look nervous, and it's more like I would be nervous if I was doing that, so you must be nervous.
Maybe it's the head sweating thing that they...
My head sweats, yeah.
No, we had that fixed.
But that's right, then, I had that fixed.
But not when you were filming
so,
that thing.
I look nervous, but I look good, right?
Yes, you look good.
All right, but I look nervous.
Well, you just kind of looked like you didn't really want to be there. I wouldn't say nervous so much.
That's accurate. Probably. That's accurate, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
That's
yeah.
True. Probably, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and I love you, Dr. Drew, too. You are awesome, too.
Who's screaming in the background?
Oh, that's my little sister.
All right. Did you enjoy the show, though?
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay. All right. Hang up on her now, please. Yeah.
Okay. Line 6. We got Valor.
Right, people, what kind of... All right. I look good. You look nervous. Can people hand out a complete compliment, or is there no such thing anymore? You know, like
well,
when they
remember,
go like.
There's a little piece of this also. Is that first of all, people claim you for themselves, radio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, and then there's a relationship there that they feel very comfortable. Just like if you walked into their living room and went, "Yeah, you look good," like your mom.
Yeah. Look. Here's all I'm saying. Look, you don't have to call me and tell me I was great on a show.
Don't call.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, but she felt that she was giving you a compliment.
Thought I looked good.
Yeah.
That's nice. Seemed nervous.
Yeah.
Nervous. Drew, have you ever seen me seem nervous on a show?
I told you what I thought about the show. I thought you came up with some amazing quips, and I thought to myself, oh, Jesus. And the way they cut it, I imagine people going, oh, well, somebody handed him that.
Oh, well, thank you, Drew. But have you ever seen me seem nervous on a show?
Adam, your effing heart doesn't beat.
I know.
You don't have a pulse.
I'm waiting to die.
You do not. I've only seen you get angry on a television show.
Thank you.
Oh, angry when the guests don't show up. Angry when there's misspellings on the names. Yeah. Angry when they give you the wrong network and the wrong time of the TV show we're promoting.
Well, they used to do that a lot when we did MTV. Yeah.
Angry when they don't listen to your predictions about the future.
Yes.
Oh, and even that's not even that angry.
Coming up, we're going to see me. Yeah. We're going to watch me hand the coveted spray-painted silver Ryobi drill mounted on the piece
Absolutely.
Of plywood.
Absolutely.
That's coming up. All right. Where are we going now,
Line 6. Valerie.
Valerie?
Yes.
What's up?
Hello. Hi. I just recently had sex with my boyfriend on Friday, and it was unprotected, and I was wondering if it's too late to get, the morning after pill.
Friday, it's now Sunday. Absolutely. You're right in there. Please, go immediately. Go. The sooner you get it, the better. You have certainly up to 72 hours, but, boy, if you can get in there under 48, you're much better off. And actually, there's some evidence that you can take it up to 5 days after a sexual encounter, that some of that sperm may hang around for a few extra
days.
Oh,
don't tell them that, true.
But forget that. The important is the sooner the better. 24 hours has the highest effectiveness, 48 than 72.
Thank you.
It sort of steps down from about 90% to 80% to 70% overall. Go get it. 1-800-NOT-TOO-LATE is a phone number you can call to get a referral in your area. You're calling from California, you can get it without a prescription in most places.
Yeah, and what's the difference between without a prescription and just walking in and getting it off the street?
Over the counter, you still have to have a pharmacy who's sort of signed up with a doctor's license to be able to issue it with educational material and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't understand that, and I don't understand how you're supposed to know which one or which pharmacist has that. And by the way,
that's why you call that number.
I don't understand how you're supposed to understand a pharmacist.
100, not too late. Number too late.
I would love to. Here's what I would love to do. I would love to do a game show that just took place in Los Angeles called Los Angeles Pharmacist and Nurse. We line up pharmacists...
And gas station attendants.
And gas station... Well, I don't need to understand that.
Okay.
We line up pharmacists... I don't need to understand. They basically... They yell at you and... actually, they don't talk. They just throw change at you.
Right.
You give them $5. They give you a Snickers bar and a $4.10 and then give you that dye infidel look through the 8 inches protective Nomex glass. And by the way, I'm never sure. I'm always assuming that's to protect me from them. I know the bulletproof glass is theoretically, so I don't do anything to them. I always look at it as to keep them in their.
I feel a little more secure with them behind it, don't you?
Yeah. You know, one of these days, what I'm going to do one day? Go to one of these 76 stations out here in Los Angeles. I'm going to shove a chair up against the door so they can't get out. Then I'm going to take a garden hose and I'm going to shove it into the slot where you feed the money.
Create
and I'm going to fill it up. I'm going to fill it up like a tank.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be yelling at them the whole time. Say thank you. Come again. And they'll be going, no, no, no. And at the end, I'll stop the hose and they'll be just like inches from the ceiling. Just bare, their face will be up against the ceiling. They're trying to breathe. Say thank you. Come again. And I'll take the hose out. No. No! Okay, I'm going to drown you. I don't care! Drown me! And I'm just going to turn the hose off.
I don't even think you'd get that kind of volitional response. It'd be more like, huh!
No, I think they'd just be yelling. They would be floating in the water, giving you the bird and throwing change at you.
Yeah.
And probably taking a sign and scribbling down, like their last thing would be F you with a Sharpie on the glass. Yeah. Okay. That's if you want to stop by a gas station here in Los Angeles, that's the kind of service you can expect.
I'll just never forget the time in Wisconsin.
We'll borrow a gas can?
Yeah, sure.
You want to use the bathroom or borrow the gas can? Which is it? What do you want to do? You want some
both
directions?
Both equally comedic.
Want some directions?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, have fun.
No, I just don't forget the time in Wisconsin we got out and we asked for a bathroom. And we had a conversation with two people. We were like,
Yeah. Yeah, let me just say this. I've said it many times. You know, a lot of you people living around the country think, I want to move out to Los Angeles. The weather's great. They got the beaches. They got the mountains. They got the beautiful people. That's true. We do have all that. And a lot of you folks calling from the Midwest, you're living in Wisconsin, Michigan, wherever you're living, you don't get all that. I'll tell you one thing you do get. You get people at gas stations that say thanks and don't yell at you.
You get human relations.
You get actual human beings that actually have contact. Actually, they say stuff like, Drew and I were in Wisconsin. We stopped at a Circle K to use the bathroom. And there was a chick behind the counter who said, yes, go right on back. Go ahead and use that.
Just clean it out just a few hours ago.
I hope
it's good for you.
It's all freshened up for you. Go ahead. Here you go. No! Cannot have! I want to use a gas can. No! I'll leave you the pot. No! How about if I leave you this attaché case with unmarked dollars? There's $20,000 unmarked tens in here. No! I'm going to use the bathroom. No! You can't. By the way, it's not only can you not use stuff, it's sort of it's quasi-verbally abusive if you go to a gas station in the greater Los Angeles area.
It's scary.
Yeah, don't ask anybody anything behind the counter. As a matter of fact, try not to establish eye contact. Just look down and mutter. What I'll do is I'll slide the guy a note that says Snickers bar and Mr. Pibb. And then I'll tape a 5 to it, and then hopefully he'll, without any eye contact, he'll slide it. We'll work out a drop area where there's a hollowed-out tree in a park. He'll put the Mr. Pibb and the Snickers there. I'll stuff the 5. I'll tape it to the leg of a pigeon. It's perfect. Yeah, you can't talk to these a-holes. All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Let's see. Line 5, this is...
Line
Gus.
All right, so please, people, if you want to come to L.A., be prepared to get yelled at by everyone who works at a gas station, and
just about everywhere else.
If you gotta go, you'll be whizzing on yourself. fill yourself a soda can in your car, take a dump on yourself, whatever you got to do. And if you run out of gas or you need any help or you need anything, you'll not get any help. You'll not anything, nothing. Mm-hmm. And you'll probably get a parking ticket while you're taking a dump on yourself. Thank you.
Okay, Gus.
Gus?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
Adam, good to hear from you. All right, I got a question. This one's directed more towards Adam. I'm 18, and I was kind of hooking up with my 17-year-old girlfriend for the first time. And I went downstairs. I was fingering her, and I thought everything was going well, but it lasted about 20 minutes, and I don't think she really enjoyed it. So I was kind of just fishing around down there. Like, I didn't really know what I was doing, so I was just trying to, like, get all over, but I don't think it worked right. I was wondering, what am I supposed to do or what's going wrong here?
I like the way you fished for a question because there wasn't one.
Says, so no 18-year-old guy named Gus, by the way.
It doesn't exist.
Gus is the name of the friendly guy who used to work at the gas station.
The Texaco man.
Yeah. Red-haired guy. Had a little nip every once in a while. Blue eyes. Want to know if he could top off the wiper fluid for you. No, cannot have! Instead of that guy got replaced, the guy yells at you through the speaker.
Yeah, that's the guy.
All right. I don't know. Is Gus gone?
Gus, you there?
No, I'm still here.
All right. Is your name really Gus?
Yes, it is. That's what my parents named me. This is my first girlfriend, too, so I hope my name has anything to do with it. But, you know, that's not a big deal to me.
All right. Put young Gus on hold, and I'll tell you what we'll do. And Drew, feel free to jump in. As far as the ladies go and fishing around down there, whether it's a bogus question or not, there's still plenty of guys who need this advice.
Right.
Less is more. Would you agree with that, Drew?
Less is plenty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Less is too much.
There is the rare woman that with a guy, again, men should not think that a female works in any way like them. A guy, someone wraps their hands around them, something's going to come out.
Right.
A girl, a woman, you put your hand down, start fish around, it's only like, hey, what are you doing?
Right.
It's a nothing.
Right.
Occasionally, there are women that sort of are stimulated by that. Very occasionally, some will actually have an orgasm that way.
Right.
If a guy is very skilled.
Right.
But that ain't.
Right.
No.
Here's what you don't want to. You don't want to do. You don't want to be like me when I'm at the gas station trying to get the pack of smokes and the Snickers bar and the change through the drawer that doesn't fully slide out, where you have to stuff your hand into the thing, and then you're fishing around. You make that sort of half hook. Now you don't want to be fishing. You don't want to be like a raccoon trying to get a trout out of a stream.
No,
you don't want that.
Well, it's not even clear that inside is necessary or important at all.
But a little that'll work sometimes.
It's part of the sort of...
slow and rhythmic.
Yeah.
Very rhythmic. And very consistent.
And gentle.
Don't move all over the place.
Gentle. Very often.
Yeah. All right. I'm getting excited now, Drew. Yeah. All right. Let's take ourselves a little bit of a break here. What do you say, buddy?
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Having a little trouble with our computer tonight, so we're running it in via producer Ann. Drew has the calls lined up, and he can just tell me what line to hit next. Line 5, speak to John, who's 18. John?
Hello?
John?
Caller who goes by John.
Hey, this is John from Ohio.
That's
John, you need to smoke less pot, dude.
What?
Okay.
Hey, John, ask your question or Engineer Ken is going to hang up on you.
This is John. I had a question. Do you think that women find it a turnoff if a guy's uncircumcised?
American women can get a little freaked out about that.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not used to seeing that.
And Drew, didn't you think by now that we're going to be used to seeing it?
I really did, yeah. I'm surprised that we're still hearing those kinds of complaints coming through, but yeah.
And it's not one of these things, too. Like, let's look at it this way, Drew. Women call up all the time and they say, like, one of my breasts is bigger than the other, and I think guys are grossed out about it. And we always go, oh, listen, no, who would that? First off, they don't know, they don't care, whatever. They're drunk, it's fine.
Yeah.
When you're talking about this situation, though, I can almost honestly say, some chicks are a little freaky about it. We have talked to a handful of them.
Again, though, be that as it may, women are so much more evolved than men. Even if they're freaked out, if they really like the guy, they'll put it aside.
And the good news is it's not stamped on your forehead. You know what I mean? It's not. We don't remove the skin from your eyelids. It's like they can't tell. until the penis comes out.
Most guys have prepuce just under their chin.
Yeah, they
were. It's just tattooed right there. Like prepuce, yeah.
So the point is if you have a few dates, you do a normal courtship, you guys have some mutual interests, you fall in love and all that, by the time she finds out about it, it doesn't become too big a hurdle.
Yeah.
Yes?
That's right.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. So love will conquer all, and easy on the weed.
Yeah, John.
All right.
Dude.
Now who are we talking to?
Let's talk to Amy, who is on line 4.
Amy?
Hello?
How old's Amy?
She's 16.
Hi, I'm 16.
Uh-huh. What's happening, baby doll?
Okay, I had sex with my, the guy I'm dating with, 2 days ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I experienced some itching in around my vagina, and it was, burning. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really take it much in consideration because it wasn't really that bad until today, where my clitoris swole up so big and it hurt so bad, and I was red and there was bumps all over the place. Mm-hmm. I started crying because I couldn't take the pain anymore.
What was the part that swole up?
The clitoris. And it was around my vagina. It was white. It looked like cheese. It wasn't disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
So, I don't know, what it is, or, I don't
may
know
just be a. I'm always amazed that people that are having sex don't know the basic sort of operation of the genital vehicle.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, the people that know the terrain have the least sex.
Yeah, you're right.
I'll give you an example. And please, we put the TV on so I could show Drew me handing the golden Ryobi drill. But stop looking at the TV, Drew, even though that's me on there right now looking dapper in my suit. Here's the deal.
Nervous, though.
Okay.
You look nervous.
Look at me. I'm a mess.
You look nervous.
We're watching the TV and
I'm watching you on TV right now, too.
Yeah, I'm making a toast. Okay. But look, you see my hand shaking, right?
Nervous. There I am. Nervous. You look like you don't want to be there, dog.
That is true.
Because I know wherever you are, you don't want to be there.
Drew, look at me now.
You don't want to be here.
Okay. Chris, you see what I look like now? That's the look of me not wanting to be here. Okay. here's my point.
Yeah.
In life, this is how it works. The guys who know the most about sports, the most about statistics,
don't play sports.
The most are the worst at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
I love the great big black athlete. The guy's got a 42-inch vertical leap. He can bench press 500 pounds. His coach is what are you doing, Drew? Hold on. Stop pointing. His coach is like Mike Ditka, and he has no idea that the guy even played in the NFL.
Yeah, of course.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Whereas the super nerdy guy, this guy knows the stats, knows everything,
right.
knows
He knows that the vagina works too.
This is the irony of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the guys who are having sex don't know. The guys that don't do know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So Amy,
same
here's
with
the deal.
Women. By the way.
This is a new boyfriend you're having sex with?
No, we've been together for 2 years. It's about to be 3 years.
And was he a virgin too when he had sex with you?
No, he wasn't.
How old is he?
He's 17 right now.
And does he have any herpes or history of sexually transmitted?
No, nothing. We've been together so long. I've never experienced anything till right now.
All right. Well, here's the deal. This is probably just a plain old yeast infection. So you go to the grocery store and you get some yeast medication. Mm-hmm. You start up right away. If that doesn't work, you got to see a doctor because herpes can present like this too.
Well, what I did is I went to the grocery store and I bought some yeast infection cream to help relieve ease the pain, but it didn't help at all. It still burned. It still itched.
It may not be yeast then. Did you put it inside? You use the applicator and put it inside?
Yeah, I have the little oval thing and I put it inside of me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you use a suppository.
Yeah,
No, go get the cream. Get the cream because you can put the cream all over the outside and stuff too.
Yeah.
Get the cream, put the applicator full of cream, use it on the outside, and if it's not better in about 24 hours, you've got to see a doctor about it because it could be herpes.
They should have a yeast medication fogger where you just put it in there, you pull the ripcord on the thing, and it's just like
that
the
is,
holiday
That
fogger.
Is the other thing is that there are medication, a pill you can take. It's called the Diflucan. You take one pill and it takes care of the whole thing. And sometimes the creams and whatnot aren't quite strong enough to handle it. But give it a 24-hour shot, okay?
All right.
Okay. Other sexually transmitted diseases, too, like even herpes and chlamydia. I beg your pardon. Gonorrhea and chlamydia can sometimes present like what she's describing as well.
That's a good time.
So, Adam, I saw you holding that GD drill. It's actually the drill.
Yes.
And they cut the commercial instantly as soon as you walked over with it.
Well, don't worry because
we'll be back.
We're going to take a break. Drew and I are going to watch my TV show. I'm going to show them the piss poor. drill they gave me.
Incredible.
It spray painted. Still, by the way, still sticky, by the way, because the prop guy just spray painted it silver. And by the way, is there anything that screams cheese more than something that's plastic that's been spray painted silver?
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's a trophy. We're gonna take this porous plastic thing, we're gonna spray paint it gold or silver, mounted on a piece of CDX ply you handed to the guy.
Absurd.
It's comical.
Novelty, but not weird.
Novelty,
yeah.
like it's a joke with no punchline. Like, okay, couldn't have given him the keys to the
analogy. It's always like, are you kidding?
That was my reaction. Thank you. All right, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew over there. Just watched the finale, my TV special, where I handed him the $40 cordless drill that was spray-painted silver. Right, thank you. Drew, any
sentimental
thoughts?
Value into the billions.
Any thoughts about that?
Yeah. History will be unkind.
Any thoughts about my conversations with them about what to give them earlier in the week?
Something's never changed.
All right. I'm just going to stop. I should just... You know what? You know why? Because I curse things. I realize I curse them by bringing them up.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of guy who says, oh, no. Don't leave the car out. They'll turn the sprinklers on and it'll get... And
yes, that's
I actually force the sprinklers to come on.
Things.
I create
it
them.
It must be.
I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
No more talking.
Talk to Amanda.
No, I'm not.
I'm talking. Because you're not talking. I'm going to talk to Amanda.
Yeah, but I'm not talking anymore.
I hear you're not talking.
I'm jinxing things.
I hear you're not talking. Amanda, line six. Amanda.
All right. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
What's happening, baby doll? How old is Amanda?
18?
Yeah.
What's up, baby doll?
Hi. Recently I've been having sex with my boyfriend, and sometimes, you know, he doesn't wear a condom, and like lately, the last time we had sex, he wore a condom, you know, and every single time he's worn a condom, afterwards, I get this pain whenever I go pee.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. You can sort of irritate the urethra. Does that pain keep going?
I mean, and I don't get off when he uses condoms either.
You don't have an orgasm when he's using a condom?
Well, yeah.
But you will.
Wait, whoa. Do you normally have an orgasm with intercourse?
When he doesn't wear one, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about the condom, then, that prevents it?
Huh?
What is it about the condom that prevents it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have absolutely no clue, but I have this, right now I've got this pain whenever I pee.
All right, well, that's a urine infection. So if that keeps going after the first time or two you urinate after sex, that's a urine infection.
Well, let me give you my theory.
Yeah.
It never happened in the other time.
All right, well, now you have one.
Yeah.
Now you have a urinary tract infection.
Easy.
It needs to be treated before it gets to your kidney and causes a problem. It drives me insane when people
But I never
come
had
in
it
go,
before.
Yeah, okay, now you have an appendicitis. How could that be? I've never had that before.
Listen.
You walk around with
I just had to tell 1,000 retards when I had my hernia surgery. Why now?
Ugh.
Why now? I've had it for 10 years. Yeah, but why now? I don't know. First off, let's examine what now is.
Yeah.
Now would have been now 6 months ago. If we were having this conversation 6 months ago, it would have been now.
Why now?
Six months from now would have been now.
Yes.
Every time, now. It's now.
Oh,
now is always
now.
Now.
And now
hold
now.
On, now.
Now.
Now. Why now? Now is now. That's why it's now.
Yes.
It's like, if you get in a car accident, it's like, why now? Well, if you get in a car accident 5 years from now, you'll say why now, and if you got it in 1963, it would have been why now.
Yeah.
It's always you always have the conversation now, then, and now.
It drives me insane.
That's
medical problems, you never have them till you have them. Now you have one.
Then you have them.
Now, Amanda, now you have a urinary tract infection, and that needs to be treated before it gets into your kidneys and causes a real problem.
I went to the store and I bought one of those urinary tract infection methods. You know, I went and bought one. I went and bought one of those things, you know, with the oval thing, and you put it inside of you.
No,
hold on.
No.
Why then?
No.
No,
Amanda, you have to see a doctor.
Well, because it happens then, too.
You have to
see. Why now?
Amanda, listen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to see a doctor, and you have to get on antibiotics. Do you understand that?
Why now, Drew? Why do you have to have this conversation with
her
now?
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you need to do.
I have a theory.
About what?
About Amanda and the urinary tract infection.
A non-lubricated condom, or at least a condom that's... She has to try different brands because some of them can irritate the urethra, and if the urethra is being irritated, you can be prone to infection.
But are you on any other form of birth control?
Actually, no, I'm not.
Right. So here's the thing.
Ooh.
The guy pulls out the other times.
But that's when she has orgasm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he pulls out. So he's taking it easy. He's not having... Put her on hold, by the way, Ken. He doesn't have sex with impunity.
Mm.
You see what I mean? So what he's doing is he's got that something could slip out, could knock her up sex, which isn't the freewheeling sex. This is sex without a net.
Yes.
You see, when he puts the condom on, he bangs the bejesus out of her.
Yes.
Therefore, she gets the infection.
This is interesting. This is actually really interesting. Wait a minute.
Thank you.
That is a
a
potentially accurate male interpretation.
Thank you.
But let me put a female spin on it.
Why now?
That is, women find sex more erotic and more arousing when there is the potential of creating a baby. And maybe that potential is getting her to the point where she's able to have
I'm not talking about the orgasm.
Oh.
No, you're not listening
to me now.
You're talking
about the urinary tract infection.
I'm talking about that's a retarded theory for
you
talking about the orgasm. But yes, your orgasm theory is fine. There's the potential for an actual baby, so therefore they're closer to orgasm. Yeah. Yes. I'm saying the guy bangs away with impunity because he can't, because he doesn't have to worry about timing.
So there's
pulling
more trauma
out
to the urethra. More
he's going at it.
Push bacteria into the bladder and get the infection. Yes.
Yeah. If you're just sort of it's like riding a roller coaster with diarrhea. Otherwise,
riding a roller coaster with diarrhea.
I'm just saying
you can't enjoy it.
You can't throw your hands up and start screaming.
Yes, right.
It's put the hands down, grab the lap bar, and hang on, and sit on a newspaper.
By the way, I'm never contemplating riding a roller coaster with diarrhea, but now that you've mentioned it, that will be a reference of mine for many different conditions of life.
Having sex without a condom is like riding a roller coaster.
Yes.
You cannot just throw those hands up and start screaming.
Here we go. Here.
I got something. I'll let a nice fart go.
Hey, can you light tonight? No,
I'm not wearing jeans. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little medicine-y, too. Come on, I'm a sick man.
Over here.
Yeah.
There we go. That's
all right.
I'm on the other side of the room now. Chris, watch. You watch. It's going to be bad.
Hold on. It's gonna be bad. Let me enjoy my bounty. Okay. All right. Where are we, Drew? Come on,
we're
get
in
back
hell.
Here.
That's
hey,
where we are.
Why don't you act like a pro?
Hey, break it down.
Break it down and get back here. Get a hand in. No, that's all right. We're going to line 5.
Line 5.
Ken.
Yeah, I held my breath, went over there. It's
speak
all right
to Amy.
Uh-oh.
20 years old. Is it Maggie? Yeah.
Hello?
Come on, don't make me laugh too hard. I got stitches in my groin. What's happening, Amy?
Chris, come on.
I had a question.
Oh, come on.
Hey,
grow up. Come on, buddy. Go ahead, Amy. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm trying to help.
Okay. The other day, I gave some guy head, and I usually swallow, and I did that, and after I swallowed, something else came out, and I don't know what that was.
What do you mean something else came out? Where did you see this something else?
I tasted it.
Whoa, wait a minute. After you swallowed, something else...
Besides the nut, yes.
Came out of him.
Yes.
I don't understand what you're talking about. There can be clear emissions for a long time afterwards, like for 10 or 15 minutes sometimes.
Well, that's never happened to me before. Well, I didn't know. It was a little different.
Some guys have a little leftover.
Yeah. Well, it was just a little clear, sappy stuff, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was just clear, tasting
a little different. Yeah, get rid of her.
What?
Come on, genius. What do you think? It's a little drippy oozy come out of there.
The room is recovered nicely.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you know, let me tell you about my gas.
Please.
my gas is like a boxer that has a quick cross, but not a heavy one.
I beg your pardon. I remember times in that old studio when I swear it had bound to the wall. There would be linen walls
here.
Remember I had to go out in the hall for like a half an hour?
Yeah.
There were some disgusting, vomiting experiences.
Maybe you're right. Well, it's changed. Which is, I'll get
tonight. Tonight it's a quick-handed.
I'll get you with a flash knockdown.
Yeah,
I'll sting you. I'll knock you down, but you'll pop back up on your feet.
That's tonight. Yeah,
you're not out of it.
Yeah, no. Last time we went through this, it was brutal.
Yeah,
brutal.
Yeah, well, you know what you're getting. You're getting a little medicine fart tonight.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for providing us with that. Mm-hmm. This is now line three, Christina, who's 14.
Christina?
Hello.
What's happening?
There you go. What's up?
I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Not very well.
Okay. I had a boyfriend. He's 18 and I'm 15. And he lives in Tennessee because I live in Tennessee, but I came out here to visit my dad. And my best friend told me he was cheating on me. And I don't know who to believe.
Why would your best friend tell you that? What's in it for her if it were untrue?
Because she said that he told her that.
Well,
I know, but Drew, ask the question again.
Why would she lie to you?
I don't know why.
No. Do you think she hates you and wants to make you miserable? Or she cares about you and wants to warn you about something she's heard?
I think I believe her, but I'm not sure.
All right. Hang up on Christine, because the phone line is driving me nuts.
Here's the deal. An 18-year-old with a 15-year-old is not likely to last. That 18-year-old is going to stray, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
The other thing, too, is people do this all the time, where they say, like, my sister-in-law, my best friend, my hairstylist, my sister, my brother said so-and-so is cheating. I don't know whether to believe him or not. Yeah. Well, here's what you got to ask yourself. Why are they saying it?
Right. Why would
What's in it for them?
Yeah, why in the world would they say it if it were untrue?
And here's what they do. It's like, well, my best friend says he's cheating, but he says he's not. So we got one of the Mexican standoffs, 50-50.
Yeah.
No.
He's always going to say he's not.
He's going to say he's not, and what is her motivation? Now, it's one thing if somebody has a crush on him, somebody's trying to sabotage you, someone's trying to get you fired from work or something like that.
But that's rare.
Here's what you got to look at. Everybody. It's all motive. This is how cops solve crime.
Yeah.
That's all they do. They find the wife dead. They go see who the benefactor is on the insurance policy. Yeah. 99% of the time, it's that guy. Just go find the person, find where the motivation is. If you got a girlfriend who doesn't like this guy, doesn't know this guy, he just said she was cheating, he was cheating, and she tells you that's just a best friend being a best friend, and he's cheating.
Even George Washington used to have something called self-interest.
He said
people operate from self-interest. What's in it for them?
Oh, absolutely. And that's how you get the answer to all questions.
Just walked in here
and
gave us some new calls, and I just smelled juicy fruit.
Yeah.
Is that what that is? Is that juicy fruit?
You chewing gum?
Just a sucker.
Oh, chewing a sucker.
It smells better than the fart, Adam. It was just such a breath of fresh air.
Smells better than what?
Here's
what did you say it smelled
better than? Better than the fart.
Oh. Let the fart fly right when he said oh boy. Oh, I tell you what. Drew, come on, buddy. Let's go now. We got kids to help. Let's get a hand and spray it down. Yeah.
Whew, Lord.
Yeah. You know what that is? Let me tell you what's going on.
Yeah, what is
that? Let me tell you what's going on.
That's Beelzebub.
No,
that's what that is.
I'll tell you what. That's Vicodin and nectarines. I got a nectarine tree. I'm harvesting the bounty of that nectarine tree. It's like the horn of plenty. I got nectarines coming out the wazoo, literally. It's solid. It's great. I'll tell you the Vicodin. Vicodin will give you a little medicine-y gas. You know what I mean?
It constipates.
Oh, constipates.
Yeah, so you better watch out.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
All right. We
break
cool.
It down. This is, yeah, line six. We have Rebecca.
Rebecca's 20.
One.
21.
What's
yeah.
happening,
what's
Rebecca?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Well, basically, one of my best friends. I've known him for a really long time. We were. I don't know if you want to call it dating in junior high school. We met each other in junior high. We started seeing each other back then all the way up until the middle of high school.
Mm-hmm.
We lost our virginity to each other. We're just like, you know, our birthdays are really close. We're really good friends.
Uh-huh.
This past year, I moved home and started hanging out with him again. We both had long-distance relationships. I had a boyfriend in Ohio and his girlfriend's in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And after a little while of hanging out, we started sleeping together.
Mm-hmm.
While I had broken up with my boyfriend, but he is still with his girlfriend currently.
Why?
And this has been going on for a couple months. Why is he with his girlfriend?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Are
he
you
says
in love
that
with?
She's yeah. a really cool chick. She's, you know, the kind of girl that he likes, down for whatever, just a lot of fun and whatnot. We have
so let's
friends.
So here is sort of the interpretation. You're sort of the good enough for now girl, and she's the one he really likes.
Sort of like the other woman when she's not around.
No. You're not even the other woman. You're just sort of good for now.
All
and
right.
He's making it clear to you that she's the one.
Right.
And that's that. Guys don't come around from that kind of thing very easily.
I don't know. Like, it's really hard for me. Like, he will hang out with my family, sit down and have dinner. Like, I have him over all the time.
No. Oh, yeah.
Not much.
You know,
Rebecca's
like,
in trouble here.
More than anything, I just want to be friends with him. And it's
no, you don't. No, you don't. Don't do that crap.
No,
don't do that to yourself.
Our birthdays are so close.
He's one of my longest friends that I've ever had.
I know, but you've spoiled that, unfortunately.
You're in love with the guy.
Yeah, that's over.
And drives you nuts.
Or you may have a friendship later, but not now.
Yeah, you're in love with the guy, and he could sort of take you or leave you. And that's a horrible pill to swallow. And
especially when there also is a friendship, and I'm sure he does value you as a friend, but only as a friend.
Yeah. All right. So, what's your plan, Rebecca?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't plan on anything with him. Like, we had an understanding from the beginning that this started happening that it was just that we knew each other very well. We cared about each other. We knew where each other
Rebecca,
has been.
Rebecca, here's the deal. I can feel you rejecting what we're telling
you.
Yes. And not only that, you're being very explicit that the relationship was based on his parameters. His parameters
no.
at Rebecca.
Wait,
hang on a second. Rebecca. Listen to us, please. That his parameters were, this is not going to be a relationship, I'm not going to get romantically involved, and he has been as good as his word. And so for you to say things like, I don't know what's going on here, is just denial and obfuscation. It's you trying to defend against the reality. The reality is, he has been clear with you, this is not a romantic relationship, it is not a romantic relationship, and you better pull out, you better get away from this, because it's gonna hurt.
Now, it's probably too late for that.
Well, but the longer she waits.
I mean, too late for the hurt part.
Yeah, I mean, the longer she waits, the more destructive.
And here's the thing, Rebecca, and please, be honest. If he wanted to be boyfriend and girlfriend, you guys would be boyfriend and girlfriend in a heartbeat.
Instantly.
Okay?
He doesn't want that, and he's not going to get to that point.
And you do want that, and you won't admit it, and it's gonna break your heart.
It's not really that I want it. Like, I'm still young. I don't want to get married at this point, and we have, you know, we both don't want to get married at this point. But it's kind of like
you would like him to be
your
boyfriend.
He has a girlfriend, and
Rebecca.
You know,
Rebecca, we're not even talking about marriage.
He wants you to be his boyfriend. You would like to be boyfriend and girlfriend.
And that is not the kind of
feeling. The thing is, like, I've always had a boyfriend and not even needed to or wanted to.
Right. Hang up on it. Just go do whatever you want then and stop bothering us. You 21-year-old know-it-all from, where the hell
Valencia
is she from? Valencia.
She is so defended. And
I know. Listen, all you screwball chicks out there that are on your sort of sexual maintenance program with your so-called friends, and you're all up in your head. And no, I don't want. I've never spoke to one of you that didn't want more.
Yep.
You want more. That's why you're calling. You're heartbroken that this guy's not going to dump his girlfriend.
And you can't
be
believe that because he has sex with you, he doesn't share the same experience or feelings when you're having sex. He doesn't.
That's
he
right.
doesn't. That's yes. the fact. He is having sex, period. And men can do that. They can just have sex. And yeah. they're very happy with that.
Yes.
They're
yes.
delighted that you provide that for them. But that doesn't mean they have any of their heavier feelings. And this guy is being exquisitely honest and clear with you.
Right. And you're trying to talk yourself into the same feelings that he has, and you don't.
You're in a different place. Yes. And it ain't going to work.
Well,
and he's
called,
not. And he's. And then the
you're
next,
in a different place. It's called being a woman.
Yeah. The next level is, well, then he's going to come around to where I am because how could he possibly not?
Right.
No. Guys yeah. don't do that. They don't do that.
And you don't want to jeopardize the friendship.
Oh, please.
Forget about that. You're in love with the guy. If you didn't want to jeopardize the friendship, you wouldn't have had sex with him in the first place.
Right.
And by the way, I love the fact that these people are like, yeah, he's my dearest, oldest, best friend. We have a amazing sex. I'm not in love with him.
Yeah,
really? He's the world's greatest guy. He's your oldest friend, and you're having
can't live without him.
Gobs of intercourse with him, but you don't want to be boyfriend and girlfriend with the guy. No, that you're dying to. It breaks your heart that you're not, and you just need to admit it. So, what are you going to do? You got to stop having sex with the guy.
Got to pull out for a while. Be away from the guy for a while. And start having a relationship with somebody who actually does reciprocate your feelings.
That's
now,
right.
if you come from a weird family history where dad never was available for you and you need to be in that longing state, sort of the Terry, what's Carrie Bradshaw condition, you know, in Sex and the City, where the unavailable guy is the most alluring romantic thing on earth, that's sick.
Yes.
That needs help.
All right. And look. Don't call us and try to convince us of your BS. Call your stupid friends and work on them. They'll believe you.
They will.
Yeah, because they'll go, but we've been friends. Yeah.
Call other radio shows, too. They'll buy it.
Yeah, talk to them. Don't bother us. I got bigger fish to fry. I got to fart up the studio. I got to watch myself with no sound on TV. I got stuff to do here, Drew.
Whoa.
it's game on. It is game on. Chris, what's going on? $10 an hour. You should be getting hazardous duty pay tonight. And when I say duty,
combat pay.
I mean duty. Get it, Drew? Duty.
You said duty.
I said duty. All right, let's clear out of here.
Yeah, please.
I'm sickening my own self.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. I got gas tonight. I don't know. I got to apologize to
Chris and me.
What'd you have for dinner tonight?
Yeah,
tangerines and Vicodin.
I had Vicodin and nectarines.
Nectarines and I beg your pardon.
Yeah, I had some cereal. I had
pasta fazool
made by Quaker Oats called gas and dates. It's raisins, dates, and gas.
Nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I think that you can get them with cranberry pieces now.
Oh, yeah. Well, this seems to be emerging.
It's great, yeah.
Cranberry pieces are coming back.
All right, let's...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let's focus on the show, Drew. Let's focus now. We got the computer fixed up now. I can tell you that right now. Yeah. All right, so I'm just going to move forward here.
I've marked a call there for you.
We got Heidi over here wants to be a professional porn
star. All right, go ahead and talk to her if you want.
Let's talk to her. Heidi?
Hi.
23?
Yes.
What's happening?
So I want to know, Dr. Drew, what's your opinion on women that want to become into pornography or exotic dancing?
In every woman I've ever spoken to with that intention, there's a trauma history. And it's been...
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Every woman I've ever dealt with that has had that impulse, there's always a trauma history and an acting out sort of component to what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there you go.
I've had trauma.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, these sort of extreme behaviors are caused
by
that
trauma. This wouldn't be a healthy way to act out then.
No, quite the contrary. It's a way of getting locked in and re-traumatizing yourself.
What are you doing now?
I'm a mom.
Yeah, it'd be great for your kid, too, to have you in that industry. But be that as it may, it's amazing the way, once you've been traumatized, the impulse is what feels good, what you're sort of drawn to, is behavior that is merely a reenactment of the trauma. Those are the behaviors that look more appealing to you.
Uh-huh.
So how do you,
hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Okay.
How old is your child?
2 and 3.
Two children. Yeah.
Are you married?
Yeah.
And
my husband, he's been really into pornography, and last year he noticed that I was into the girls more than the guys.
Uh-huh. Why don't you do me a favor? Do me a favor, Heidi.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, with the kids. Why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you pack them into one of those potato cannons and just fire them toward the closest farm field, maybe the land in the barn of like a good-natured farmer, so they can have a choice instead of you two idiots raising them.
Just a goat or something could.
There's livestock that have to have nurturing components to them, Drew. I think pigs are actually pretty good that way. They might raise the child as their own. Are you two retards thinking about crapping out another kid, or just screwing up the two you got enough?
Okay. That's all I needed to hear from you, sweetie.
Thanks.
You don't need to rap on me.
Please focus on your kids.
I focus on myself, and I am an excellent mother.
You would not be considering the behavior you're considering.
All right.
But isn't it normal to have those kinds of feelings?
Abnormal. No, if you want to put a word to it, abnormal would
get
be a
good
way to
describe it. Get some therapy and focus on your kids, and I don't trust your husband either. What's he do? Something with metal. Tow truck, perhaps? What's he do?
Wood.
Uh-oh. What's he do?
I think he's cheating.
What does he do?
I think he's trying to lure women home.
What does he do for a living?
He's in construction.
Uh-oh. That's trouble. That's trouble already.
And a really pretty blonde said something to him off the balcony last week, and I got a really icky feeling. I think women really have those tuitions inside them. I do feel like I've been pushed into that direction more than it's comfortable for me.
All right, well, listen, then stay.
So what should I do with him?
Okay, look, first
off. Knock it off?
Okay, hold on a second.
Treat me like a human being?
All right, shut up.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Now I know you're an abusive.
I like that.
When Adam starts becoming abusive.
Well, first off, you're abused, so whoever you're with, you're going to decide that they're abusing you, whether they're abusing you or not. There's going to be
trouble. He was abusive, though.
He was what?
He was abusive. Okay. Very jealous, very controlling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I rarely say this, but can you two find Jesus Christ?
No.
Once in a while, this sort of fantasy of the guy with the sandals in the sky can work out for people that are sort of on the edge. It's like it's either this or it's, you know, prison or the methadone clinic. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I could go that way again because I had to be with church 3 days a week out of my childhood the whole time I was being abused.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
So I have issues with that.
Okay. Well, Heidi, how about you, on behalf of your children, please try to create a stable home and environment for them. First off,
contain these impulses to act out.
You're just very young. You're 23. There's a good chance you're going to have a couple more kids. Could you not do that? Are you using any form of birth control?
Oh, I've been fixed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's good. We're going to send you out a windbreaker.
I'm not that old.
Yes. And try not to get into it with your husband.
I really wanted to please him.
No, he needs to be contained too. No threesomes, no nothing like that. It's all bad. It's all reenactment of the trauma. Just because he's controlling and jealous doesn't mean he loves you. Because he's aggressive doesn't mean it's protective and can help you. That's all sort of the flip side of the same coin that you're dealing with. You freeze when you're threatened.
Yeah.
He becomes aggressive.
Yeah.
Serious problem. Get some help with all this. This is all very serious stuff.
Yeah. There's no zero, by the way. I'm sure her kids are, they're going to grow up in a great environment.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing we want to do about this as a society. Just people that were horribly abused, spitting out kids and then horribly abusing the kids. By the way, labeling themselves great mothers.
Yeah.
Along the way. There's nothing. It's only laptop computer theft at the airport and secondhand smoke we can focus on. We do a fair amount of stuff that involves, like, prenatal care, telling, I don't know if the word's out yet, but you shouldn't be smoking or drinking. When you, have you heard about that as a doctor, Drew?
No, I've never heard of that. That's good. Good point.
By the way, what would you rather? Your children be raised by these two yahoos in the one-bedroom dump that they're living in, or have mom smoke a couple of cigarettes and have a couple of pops while she was pregnant with the kid?
Good point.
Huh? Yeah, I would I would reckon that most of presidents we've had thus far, moms had a couple of belts and a couple of butts while the kid, the next prez was inside of them.
Yep.
And what would you rather, that or grow up having a kid?
Heidi and hubby.
Having mom and dad have a threesome in the next room of the paper-thin-walled condo.
Yeah.
Huh?
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Zero focus on that? Don't want to get into that at all? No. Hey, if you were abused, how about we start finding the people that did come from the abusive environments? See if we can get them a little help. See if we can give them a little focus. See if we can steer them away from some of the troubles, some of the abusive relationships that we know they're going to have in the future. So nothing, no resources. We couldn't save a few bucks if we worked that angle. And by the way, these kids, you think they're going to be paying taxes? Jesus Christ. It drives me nuts. I don't understand what we focus on in this country, and I don't understand the attention that's given certain things, and then the other things we're completely blind to.
Hmm.
All right, Drew. That's all I get out of using. Hmm?
I'm just thinking. I wonder what the solution is on a mass scale. Maybe it is religion or something.
But she was being goosed Father McFinger Blast. I mean, those idiots it never solved anything either. Yeah. Once in a while, I mean, here's what you do with religion. Once in a while, you got to take people that are just, these are just gangbangers that are going to stab people. You let them find Jesus Christ. You go, look, there's an imaginary guy with sandals. He's going to punish you if you, he watches you all the time. So he's like a parole officer with a beard and sandals. So if you do anything wrong, he's going to get you into trouble. So those people, they need the fantasy.
Yeah.
You know, it's good for them. It's good for the idiots. All right. Let's talk to
Christina.
Christina, who's 24.
Hi.
What's happening?
Oh, hi.
Hey,
hi,
what's
Dr.
happening, Christina?
Woo, hey.
Sorry.
What's happening, baby doll? 24.
Sorry, that's my buzz still. I have a little problem. I'm actually just driving back from Vegas, and last night, Saturday, we went to a club, and I ended up going to these two guys' rooms.
Yeah.
And we had sex.
At the
and
same time?
I don't remember whether we used a condom or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know what were the chances of getting pregnant if I'm on my period.
Hmm. Well, like the ad says, the tampon stays in Vegas. What goes on? Oh, by the way, and I can't believe that Christina's driving to Vegas. Shouldn't she be on that bullet train they've been working on since I was in the ninth grade?
All right, yes.
Hey, now.
Putting the finishing touches on that baby, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, of course.
But I'm not driving. I'm a passenger. I have to be driving for me.
Yeah. Okay.
That is a concrete thinking there.
Fantastic. And you had sex with two different guys in the same room, or is this over the course of the evening?
No. In the same room. We had a threesome.
Okay. Oh, you had a threesome?
Yes.
Holy macaroni. Wow.
Are you speechless?
Yeah.
You're speechless, Adam. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I just, she just, hold on a second. It's like she driving home from Vegas. I had her. That's like, I'm coming home from Vegas. Okay, how are you getting home? I'm driving. Okay, I put on 10 pounds. So I said I start them all at 1:30. Here's how it's like 1:30. I'm driving home from Vegas. Okay, got you at 1:40 now. And I fly. Had sex with a guy I met at a club. Okay, now I got you at 1:50. I was on my period. Oh, we're at 1:65 now. Actually, there are two of the guys. Okay, we're at 3:10. I just kept packing. It just kept ballooning up, Drew. I can't help it. I know it's sad. Christina?
That's mean, Adam.
I know, but you got a little extra ass on you, yeah?
Yeah, I got an ass. And I got some boobies.
Yeah, that's what we're focusing on. All right. Hey, get a hand in. Break it down, because I like them boobies. All right. So you probably won't get pregnant if you're on your period.
Probably. It's possible, but probably not.
Wasn't a little a threesome on the period? Was a little bit messy?
Dicey. What?
A little. I don't remember, to be honest with you, because I was a little intoxicated.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Hold on a second. I got a picture, like the maid probably walked in and did the
oh my God, it's
male,
so murder.
Mother of Grace, kind of like, oh, thought a hooker had been stabbed. Picture the maid walking in. I was like, oh, holy Christ. It's like, what the hell? What the hell went on here?
Just to get the full image of this.
Okay. I'm guessing it was off the strip.
Riviera.
Off the strip. Christina?
Yes?
What joint were you in? What hotel were you in?
We were at the Rio.
Yeah. All right.
That's a good time.
Well, off the strip, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Why?
All right. So we don't think you're going to get pregnant because...
You're more worried about an STD.
Yeah, more worried about the STD. And when I... Now...
Although I would still take the morning after pill. I really would. So I
yeah.
To do so.
Yeah.
So I should go get the morning after pill.
Yeah, right. I think it's a good idea. It's never a bad idea. You know
okay.
Saying?
Right.
If you can get pregnant anytime during your cycle, certainly
right.
Much less likely during your period, but why not just... get the protection.
And who are the guys, by the way? Were they there, you know, just on vacation?
I believe they said they were from Colorado.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember.
All right.
I don't remember much of that night, to be
all
honest.
Right. Probably best.
A good thing?
Probably a good
this,
thing.
This was a good thing?
Are you okay with
this whole experience?
Yeah, it was from, well, I guess.
All right.
Okay.
I have
all
no complaints.
No complaints. All right, baby doll. Just take it easy. 10 and 2 o'clock. Don't drive. Hey, when you drive through Baker, pull over at that Bun Boy and grab me a burger, would you?
Just one burger?
It's the they've got that.
They got the Bun Boy
there.
They got
In-N-Out, though, at the state line.
Okay.
It's the all biggest right. In-N-Out you've ever seen in your life.
All right. They got the home of the world's biggest thermometer.
Oh, that's right.
So stick
right.
With numbers on it.
With this sign with lights on it.
Yeah. It's really? Home of? And by the way, I don't think inanimate objects can have a home.
Yeah.
As otherwise,
or maybe the birthplace.
Otherwise, your home would be the home of your home. Wouldn't your home be the home of your home?
Yeah.
Like
sure.
Drew's home.
My home's home.
It's the home of his home.
It's my home's home.
Yeah. It could be the place of the biggest thermometer, not the home of.
Yeah.
I don't like that home of. Yeah. And like I said, stick with numbers. That's not. Who are you kidding with that thermometer?
Yeah.
All right, let's. Oh boy, that's a party, by the way, up there. Got a big gal. You see, women with the big ass too. They go right for the jugs too. It's like, yeah, you got a big ass. Now I have big jugs. Go right for the jugs. Oh, those cowboys. They probably got in. Probably got in a little bit over their head,
so to speak.
Yeah, I gotta believe there was a little mini bar raping going on too. It was like once they realized she was on the rag, it was like, Bob, open the mini bar. That's $13 for that Jaeger. Don't worry about it. But no, don't take time to unscrew the cap. Just bust it open. Gonna need a little shot of that. All right, let's go. I'm going in. That's a party. All right, let's take a break, Drew. We'll take a... They're going to finish that bullet train, by the way, from L.A. to Vegas any day
any
now.
Any minute.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably, I don't know where the Golden Spike's got to be going in somewhere out in the desert, somewhere around Edwards Air Force Base. Going any minute now, they're going to finish that thing. They've been, it's been on the, no, probably done.
For years,
it'll
yeah.
be done. Done by the time the show's over. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Back to the phones we go. Got to help the kids, Drew.
Yeah.
You ready to rock?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's speak to Robin, who's 21.
Hello.
Robin.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
All right.
I need your guys' help.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, well, Let's see, my boyfriend's much older than I am, and I've had more sexual experiences than he has.
And
trying to get him to be more creative and be want to be outside of the bedroom. It's not working.
Hold on, Drew fart.
No, I did not. That's an Adam move there.
Yeah. All right, so you're 21.
He's 34. She's been more around more, and she's interested in continuing to be more experimental.
Well, I'm not sure exactly more, but just more liberating experiences than he has.
Such as what? What are you looking for?
Huh?
What are you looking for?
I'm looking to move outside of the bedroom.
Have you told him that?
And be a little more creative. He's a very intelligent and creative guy, but it just seems like, I mean, he's a great lover, but we want to kind of, I want to move outside of the bedroom.
Right. Is there anything else in life where you say he's a great fill in the blank, but
no,
it just doesn't. The qualifier means it's not great.
Well, let
and
me.
The but is it, yeah. I want it to be more exciting. It's
okay,
getting predictable.
Quiet down.
That would
predictable.
Quiet down, crazy. Oh boy, Robin's a little nutty. By the way,
yeah.
I put her on hold. So here's the thing. There's a few reasons why guys don't want to do this.
Yes.
Sometimes they don't want to do it because if a woman is more experienced than they are,
it freaks them out a little bit. Huh?
And it's like they're showing off. It's like they're. It's like as if it's somehow.
It's threatening.
Somehow
to a guy.
You've said.
Yeah.
If we're a couple and you've said, oh, I've traveled the world 10 times over, and I've said, oh, I've never been outside of North Hollywood, and you said, well, let's go to Paris. I'd be like, no, I don't want to go there. It's sour grapes. I'm angry that I haven't been around.
Yes.
Like you.
It feels demeaning.
It is somehow underscoring my inexperience.
Right.
There's that aspect
all right,
of
that's
it.
One. All right.
Number two aspect is. Look, we don't care. We want to get our rocks off. I don't want the neighbor watering the lawn and looking at me through the kitchen window. I want to focus and get my rocks off.
And yet, though, a guy will kind of go, all right, whatever, wherever, if they have to.
Number three, sometimes a chick feels a little nutty, and the guy feels like, I do this. Next thing you know, I'm going to have a mop handle in my ass. Like, this is slippery slope here.
Yeah. Is there others?
No.
Well, that's one of them. I'm going to put a positive spin on it.
Go ahead.
Sometimes, you know, guys get into their sort of sexual wheelhouse.
Right.
It's a certain position, a certain room, a certain feeling, a certain time, a certain everything. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's right where they want to be.
Right.
And to take us out of that is like not only just a pain in the ass, it's not good.
Yeah.
We want to be right. And once you get that the hot fudge sundae with the cherry on top and everything, that's it.
Right.
It doesn't get boring. That's perfect.
Right.
And guys don't have that, I need more excitement, need more variety.
Right.
The guys don't need that.
Well, we need to hump someone else, but we don't need to do it in another part.
Not with the same person.
We don't need another room.
No.
We need another vagina.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true.
Robin?
Yeah.
Now, have you told him you'd like to move it outside of the bedroom?
Have I told him? No. In a way, I'm sort of just not that assertive when it comes to...
Well,
because like you said, I don't want him to feel.
Yeah.
Like
why don't you bring it up, and I bet he'll go along with it, and it's no big deal.
Yeah, guys generally like women to initiate stuff, as long as it's done not in a sort of excessively aggressive way.
And as Drew brought up, guys get into their sort of comfort zone, and that's about it.
And it's, for some guys, it's even more than a comfort zone. It's just exactly what they want. It's a good thing, but it's exactly what they want. And you pull them out of that, it's like, oh, that's not really what I want, but okay.
You know, I'll tell you I was just thinking about it. I wonder if guys have that more so than women genetically. Like, for instance, guys will have their restaurant, especially old guys. They'll eat it at an Italian place. They'll eat there for 28 years. You know, it's just the same place every Sunday night. They'll have hangouts. Well, they'll just be. I don't think, you know, women move around, which is a weird thing. You know, women don't have the restaurant.
Yeah.
They have places they enjoy.
Yeah.
Guys, especially when you start talking about back east, you start talking about old school or whatever, they just have their place.
Yeah,
that's it. They eat.
It's almost like a territorial kind of a quality to it. This is my thing. I'm king of my domain in this context.
You don't find women who have the restaurant that they ate at for 30 years. They went with their husband to the restaurant their husband ate at for 30 years, possibly. But guys have their digs that way.
Yeah.
And you might tell them, oh, now listen, the lasagna across town's a better...
Well, but a big
not
piece
interested.
Of that... Yes, not interested, but a big piece of that is not just the inanimate stuff and the food. It's who's there.
Right.
The interpersonal. And women need more diversity in their interpersonal lives.
Right. So you can move them out the bedroom, into the hall. You just tell them, we'll be back after this. Well, that's the show. Thank you all for listening. And a special thanks to producer Ann, who was shuttling pieces of paper in and out of the studio all night long because the computer was on the fritz. And tell crack engineer Chris... When I say crack, I mean he smokes crack.
Until he plugged it in and made it work.
I mean he's good. I mean he's on crack. Plugged it in and made it all better. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.